A groin-grabbingly great station.
February 20th, tune in all night long for the Homelessness Marathon on CITR.
Why do a nationwide homelessness marathon?
Because homeless people should have access to the media where they can freely speak out. Because it is the homeless who are best able to educate people on the issue of homelessness.
This 14-hour broadcast will begin at sunset on Wednesday, February 20th, and continue through sunrise the next day in front of the Native Friendship Center of Montreal.
This year, more than 30 stations are carrying the Homelessness Marathon. For more info, visit www.citr.ca.
To participate, dial 1-866-763-4136. Call toll-free.
They say you don't want people giving you too much?
No, well, you don't want to see, like, when you panhandle, people like you to come off with some clever kind of saying. And it's really unique, because every individual's got what's going to make them laugh, and you may not even understand why they're laughing.
What do you like?
I love picnics.
What do you like?
I like me first, then my sisters and brothers.
What do you like?
Hitting this tin can with a spoon. Ah.
What do you like?
Messing up a room.
What do you like?
I like pina coladas.
What do you like?
Dead burnt bodies.
What do you like?
Sadists. Known perverts and Mormons.
What do you like?
Nice! Nice! Yeah, nice! Nice!
We'll be right back.
It is currently 11:36 in the a.m. That means it's time for a noise, as it is every Wednesday here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Luke Meat here at the helm, joined by two very special guests today, Chris Dadge and Scott Monroe from the Bent Spoon Duo from Calgary, Alberta. Good morning, gentlemen.
Hello.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Pretty good.
Not too bad. Yeah, hopefully not getting a cold.
Oh, yeah.
See how that goes.
I'm not getting a cold, but...
Well, you guys are here for the week playing various shows around town, and you played last night. Why don't you give it a plug?
It was a good show.
Yeah, it was the first or the second, I think, show of the year for Stitching and Unstitching, which is the series run by Stephen Lyons, Russell Schulberg, and Jeff Younger, and they have a great series. They were doing it last fall, I think, for every week, which was incredibly ambitious to have a weekly improv series. I was very impressed. But now I think they've slowed it down to about once a month at this little rehearsal space off Main on Third Avenue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and yeah, it was really good. There was us and a duo from sax player was here from here. The drummer was from Amsterdam, and we'd oddly enough set up a show for him in Calgary a couple of years ago, and so it was sort of neat to run into him again. And then Francois Houle and Mary Oliver and Torsten Mueller played a really nice trio set, kind of a surprise thing as well in the middle, so it was a good night.
Francois is a very, very good friend to the improv community in the city, I can tell you that.
Yeah,
and
for sure.
He doesn't let the grass grow at all. He's a very, very busy cat.
Yep.
What did we hear in the first 5 minutes of the show there?
That was the Musk Cup, a band that Chris and I play in, along with a guy named Dan Michael, who plays sax and synthesizer and that sort of stuff. And that was the first time we actually ever got together and jammed in Chris's basement and recorded on cassette and released it.
Now, the name, the Musk Cup, you were saying, it comes from what?
It's the cup you get when you win, I think, the World Championships in croquet. We found that out after the fact, though.
Yeah, I was walking around one night, and it just popped into my mind. I was thinking band name, something cup. I was thinking the word musk, how musk is such an excellent word. And suddenly musk cup.
I always think of Jovan for some reason.
No, well, that's originally like my grandpa had the musk on the bathroom shelf all mm-hmm. when I was a kid, so it's that's definitely part of it. But yeah. It's a completely strange coincidence. Dan, actually, I think, Googled it later and found out what the real Musk Cup was. But
yeah, I'm sure it was Dan.
Yeah, it was meant to be.
Yeah.
Now, how I first heard of you, Chris, actually, in particular, was a package arrived here at CITR May 2007 with four CDs in it, all with very, very sparse but yet original artwork on every single one, limited edition CDs. I put them in, found it very, very interesting, and I was... No offense to your town, but I was quite surprised it came from Calgary. And so the first thing that I did is I got on the horn with Mike Atkinson, music director of CJSW, and asked about you. And he gave me a real heads up on your stuff. And now you consistently release. How many albums are in your repertoire right now?
We actually have 10. We now have 10 releases under the belt. We have sort of two... The label has two sides to it. There's one... It's just basically how they look, too, is there's six of the original one, which are more limited and a little more labor-intensive. And then the new one, the new series, which is just these plastic sleeves and sort of less intensive artwork, is we have four of those, so 10 in total now.
One thing that seems to be pretty predominant in the noise experimental community, at least, is the advent of cassette tapes coming back. Would you ever consider doing stuff like that?
We're on it. We are on it. We just need to get some money to order some cassettes, and that's the next step. We've taken to recording most of our stuff on cassette now. Like we brought a little cassette deck out here, and we've been taping the shows here. And in Calgary, too, what you heard before was recorded on cassette, too. So that was, it's just nice because when it starts to distort, it still sounds good. And if we can't always get a good level right away. Like, we don't always know how loud things are going to be. So if you're, if you have a digital mini, like mini disc was our choice for a long time, but that was just sort of, you don't get the, if it distorts, it sounds horrible.
And they're not making them anymore either, it seems.
Too,
so that's kind of a bit of a, I mean, I wonder if that's going to happen in 20 years where there'll be this avid mini disc underworld.
Yeah, franchising mini discs, yeah.
We brought up CJSW. We have a great double disc that CJSW gave us this year, a double album called Live Sessions from CJSW. And you two gentlemen are involved with quite a few acts on here, is that correct?
Yeah, I think between the two of us, there's maybe four bands on there that were...
embroiled in.
Yeah.
And what track have you picked for us today here?
The track that's on here is the common one that we're both on. It's a band called Phil Withers, and it's actually my singer-songwriter outlet, I guess you could say, where I sing and play guitar and write these tunes.
So Phil Withers is not a person then?
Phil Withers is not a real person. It does rhyme with Bill Withers, which resonated briefly with me for a period of time around the inception of the band. But it's mostly, yeah, just a way to get the tunes played by an excellent band. And the guitarist on this track, it only just joined recently, yeah. So he did a marvelous
within a week
patch-up job, and the rest of us just played along with him, and it was good. Yeah, it was a fun session that day.
Well, let's hear. This is live on the floor at CJSW, and stay tuned. We're actually going to have the Ben Spoon Duo play live here at CITR. But from CJSW, live sessions, this is Phil Withers with Again.
Time for you to sleep. No reason I can't find.
right. I'd like to remind our listeners that you have not stumbled onto a different radio show at all. This is A Noise here on CITR. Two special guests in the studio, Scott Monroe and Chris Dadge from the Bent Spoon Duo. But that was a side project of theirs that's definitely on the softer side. That was Phil Withers with, again, recorded July 23rd, 2007, on live from the floor at CJSW at the gorgeous University of Calgary. One thing I wanted to ask you is you're from Calgary. You do release stuff out of your own scene, or your own CDs out of your own pocket. What is the experimental scene, if any, in Calgary?
It's getting better. I mean, it's kind of just, there was a guy actually named Darren Williams, who now lives here in Vancouver, who is sort of did a lot of stuff in Calgary before us. He had a series called Knock House, and he put on shows there, and he brought in some big names and did some really good things for Calgary. And then he moved to Vancouver, and there was sort of a little period in there with not so much happening. And then I sort of started to notice that and get really interested in the music. So we just started, the Bent Spoon Trio collectively started putting on shows and releasing, well, it started with releasing the records, and then we thought, well, we could use the sort of Bug Incision record label name as an umbrella term for just our activities in general, so people could just use that as a way to know that there's something interesting happening on a given night. And so then we started doing sort of shows around town, and then it turned into more of a series. We did a series at a weird small club called Soda for 6 months, where we just made sure everyone in the scene sort of met each other and played. And the focus was on having people who had never met play together. So we would just sort of, you know, draw names from a hat or purposely go around and look for unforged connections and things. And we sort of exhausted that after 6 months. And then it's been now, the new series has been going since September, and it's more about bands that were formed during that time. So it's, the scene is largely just whatever we put on there. There's actually, I just found out about some other people around town who are doing more sort of the noisier end of things, the sort of the more Wolf Eyes derived end of the music.
That's
spectrum.
Not surprising. They've been influencing a lot of people around, not only North America, but around the world, actually.
Yeah.
And, you know, three drunks from Michigan. Who'd have thought it? You know, it's pretty crazy. One thing that actually revitalized my faith about the Calgary scene was the Sled Island Festival last year. Fantastic turnout. I heard all the shows were really great. Yeah. But the one thing that surprised me the most was the fact that the Boredoms came to town, and that was like their only Canadian date, I think. They might have played Montreal, and then they went down and played that the thing in Central Park with the 77 drummers. And I think that just definitely hit it home for Calgary and the scene that they've got. So let's listen to some Boredoms right now. How about this is them on CITR.
Time.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. And what you just heard there was Don Cherry back in 1969. And no, I'm not talking about the big white dude that talks about hockey all the time. I'm talking about the African-American gentleman who plays Killer Horn, mostly known for his work with Ornette Coleman. But this is one of his forays into solo free jazz. Moo is the name of the album. And, yeah, Ed Blackwell on drums. And what'd you think of that, Scott?
I liked it
a
lot.
That was your first time hearing it. I always like to have some surprises on the show here.
Yeah, I like listening to those old-school jazz recordings. Just the tonal qualities of them are really, I find them, like, pretty full and kind of crazy.
I agree with you wholeheartedly, man. Well, you guys are going to play soon. By the way, you're listening to a noise here, CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Got the Bent Spoon Duo here from Calgary, Alberta, and they're going to be playing live in about 10 minutes' time. Stay tuned. Yeah, anything else? I mean, like, what are the influences? You know what I mean? Like, I wanted to ask you about the first record that we heard there, the Musk Cup or whatever. Like you said, that was the first time that you guys got together.
Right.
Now, is there an actual method behind the madness at all, or is it just kind of like, I mean, you guys are obviously listening to each other, which puts your heads above a lot of so-called, you know, wank experimental kind of groups and stuff. So what is the process for you guys?
I think like the process more than anything is just picking the players, like, you know, finding people that you think you'll be able to work well with and, like, you know, people that you get along with personality wise as well as potentially playing wise. And so both Chris and I had played with Dan a little bit in a band called the Electric Apes that was like a, I don't know, kind of like a psychedelic country band, I guess, or something. So, yeah, so we knew Dan pretty well from that. We toured with him a little bit across actually right across the country by that point. So, yeah, and we'd been meaning to play with him for a while. We were going to start a quartet with him and another sax player, but it never really panned out. So we just went for the trio.
Have you had a show that's absolutely alienated the audience to the point of violence or anything like that?
No, I've seen a few people leave, which is always quite satisfying. But
snarky comments written after the fact and published. Those are always interesting, too.
But, yeah.
Has there been anything scathing that stuck with you at all, or like that's been said about
nothing that stuck with us? No, it's more just, you know, for those few weeks when the thing's in print, people might get a bad taste of you just because somebody wasn't listening. But, you know, that's how it goes. To each his own.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's listen to a band who's no stranger to those kind of accusations. But they're still going strong. 27 years a career. I'm talking about, well, if you listen to the show, you know how much I love these guys. Three pieces, three dudes from New York, two saxophonists and a guitarist. They make a very lovely sound called Borbet Omegas. Thank you. Borbet Omegas off of technically their fourth album, recorded on May 7th, 1982, Barbed Wire Maggots, the first album actually containing the trio of Don Dietrich, Jim Souter, and Donald Miller. You're listening to A Noise here on CITR. Very, very special guests in the lounge right now about to set up. Ladies and gentlemen, from Calgary, Alberta, the Bent Spoon Duo. Oh, The Ben Spoon Duo on CITR live in studio. We'll have more noise after this.
Hello, Micro. We're at 8,000 feet. Pelican cold and I'm bored stiff. What about putting on a hot gramophone record to cheer me up?
Hello? Hello? Is this Harlem 77711?
Hello, fellas. This is Duke Ellington.
Get it. Pause. Let's get sweet and hot.
In the opinion of hot music critics, Count Basie has one of the best dance orchestras in the country.
King of the clarinet, Artie Shaw, and his orchestra making dance history in the Blue Room of the Hotel Lincoln in New York City.
Every Thursday from 10 till noon, join me, your host, Charles Burnham, for Sweet and Hot, a celebration of the 78 RPM record, a three-minute masterpiece in the golden age of North American songwriting. Hot jazz, swing, and popular music from the 1920s, 30s, and 40s. That's every Thursday from 10 till noon here on CITR 101.9 FM.
That's a swell record. I must get it. What's his number?
Exquisite Chorus with DJ Lee. Oh. Thursday evening, 7:30 to 9. Radio way outside the margins.
Some even make up their own songs, including lyrics only they can understand.
Imagine your possessions. I wonder if you can.
Three blind mice. They all ran after the farmer's wife who cut off their... with a carving knife.
All that noise. All that noise.
Getting back to the music that has come to me from another planet.
Exquisite Corpse, radio with bite. I mean that doesn't bite. CITR 101.9, Vancouver.
Thanks for listening.
Yes, indeed. Another great show here on CITR 101.9 FM. Exquisite Corpse, Thursdays, 7:30 to 9 p.m. And I know you're listening, Bleak. How you doing? You're listening to a noise here on CITR. Stay tuned. In 20 minutes, we have a brand new show that comes to us from a sister station, CIUT, at the University of Toronto, The Green Majority, dealing with environmental issues all around the globe. 2 o'clock, Democracy Now! With Amy Goodman. 3 o'clock... I don't know if he's here yet. Let's hope so. Rumbletone Radio, a go-go with Frank Yar. If not, we will suffice with the best in garage, psychedelic kind of rock and roll, without the interruptions of Frank telling you what you're listening to. 5 o'clock, Canadian Voices, 6:30. This week is, it's the first Wednesday in the month, so that means it's time for And Sometimes Why with Miko Hoppen, the best in indie everywhere. 8 o'clock, Folk Oasis with Val Cormier. 10 o'clock, Juicebox, Vancouver's most intelligent sexual health show. And then 11 o'clock, pretty much the best thing in radio, Hans Kloss with Hans Kloss's Misery Hour. This is a noise in the studio with me from Calgary, Alberta, Scott Monroe and Chris Dadge, who you just heard play as the Bent Spoon Duo. How you feeling, guys?
Pretty good.
That was all right, man. I liked you playing The Room. That was pretty cool. And if you could see this here, I know this is radio, but if you could see what's happening, very good. The violin always reminds me of Nurse with Wound for some reason. Yeah, are you a fan of them at all?
I am. Yeah. Just in the last year or so, got into them, and yeah, certain records, really big fan. Probably the Aranos one you're thinking of. Maybe he did that record with the violinist, and there was. But I, the thing I really liked from them was Homotopy to Marie.
Yep, that's a great one.
It just got reissued recently too. Mm-hmm. So that was I found that one recently, and that one kind of blew my mind.
Yeah, they finally taken pity on the record buying public and started reissuing things and lowering the prices, because back in the day, I mean, when they were easily available, I still remember paying more than $40 per record, and that would have been in the early 90s. Yeah, and they've only increased in value now. But fantastic stuff. We're going to hear something blindly here that we're all interested from the CITR vaults. The street date was October 22nd, 1996 for this album. Zulu Time is the name of the album, but the artists, this is a weird pairing, Casper Brotzman and Paige Hamilton from Helmet. So we're playing this blindly, so let's check this out. If it's not good, we will fade it out and play something else. It's the gorgeousness of college radio. But yeah, here we go. The track is called Headhunter by Casper Brotzman and Paige Hamilton on A Noise. Well, what a nice surprise that was.
Yeah.
Casper Brotzmann with Paige Hamilton all the way back to 1996. Zulu Time is the name of the album. Headhunter is the name of the track. Atavistic is the name of the label. And we were just waxing about how that label doesn't seem to be around anymore, it seems, other than the Can Vandermark releases or just kind of Chicago-based kind of hipster stuff. And what a shame, because that's in the 90s, that was definitely, I'd almost buy stuff just because it was on that label,
totally.
Actually. But that one missed me, and it's always nice here at CITR when you find a nice little surprise.
Classic.
Yeah, exactly. that was not bad. In the studio with me, Bent Spoon Duo, who are playing Saturday
night, 1067.
1067 so Gramble Street.
If you need
Street.
More information on that, just go to myspace.com/Bent Spoon Trio.
There you go.
Yeah, check them out there. Check us out, that is.
Yeah.
1067, if you haven't been, it's a great little venue, and it's something different to do in Vancouver as well. So check it out. And yeah, I'd like to thank my guests very, very much. We're going to leave you with some Nihilist Spasm Band because... You were saying, Chris, you hadn't really heard them.
From
London, Ontario, the uncles of punk rock, as they call themselves. And yes,
awesome.
Fantastic stuff. This is actually, we were talking about Nurse with Wound earlier. I try to play something off of the infamous Nurse list at the end of every show.
Nice.
This can kind of fit in, but I've been doing it now for, 49 weeks in a row now. The first Nurse with Wound album came with 300 band names of Stephen Stapleton's record collection. And a lot of people didn't think that... Some of the bands even existed. They thought he made it up out of his own head. But no, all of these bands do exist, and they are, if you dig deep enough, they're easy enough to find. But as a matter of fact, though, those liner notes that I'm talking about with the Nurse list were dedicated to the Nihilist Spasm Band. And here you go. And this is off the 7X minus X equals X album, which United Dairies put out. So it all ties in. You know, it's kind of weird. From London, Ontario, this is the Nihilist Spasm Band. Stop and think, shitheads. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned. And this is Luke Meat signing off, saying if it doesn't annoy, it's not a noise. Bye for now.
To spend so much time planning for tomorrow that we can't do anything today. Plans for tomorrow take all day. Remembering yesterday takes all day. As we thought at New Year's. Where has the day flown? Where are the snows of yesteryear? Où sont les neiges d'antan? For yesterday is but a dream, and tomorrow...